We've had quite a lot of coughing dogs, some of which have turned out to have heart problems, possibly brought on a bit quicker than they otherwise would have by the smoke. We've had a few eye irritation cases, and we've had one extremely serious dermatitis, like a contact dermatitis case, where the dog actually required intensive treatment in Melbourne. And that's probably been the bulk of what we've seen. Probably the biggest one's been the coughing. We've had quite a lot of cases of coughing dogs, but there have also been quite a lot of cases of dogs that have just been lethargic and not perhaps wanting to eat as much as they would normally, and that was put down to the smoke. Probably not so much in cats. It seems to have been dogs that have been more affected than cats.
Why do you think that is?
Probably because cats are actually better at hiding their symptoms. They're better at, if they don't feel well, they probably just become a little less active, and often in cats they're not always all that active anyway, so sometimes it's a bit hard to tell that there's actually a difference. But certainly with dogs, it's been just, I think, more noticeable more than anything else.
In the case of the dog was affected with their skin, what sort of effect is there with the ash on skin or smoke on skin?
Well, that was thought to be from contact with the ash, because the ash was very heavy at that time, and then there was a little bit of rain, and the dog developed a really, almost like a, it seemed almost a little bit like a chemical burn. Just a really severe dermatitis in the areas of its skin that were in contact with the ground, and the dog was in a lot of pain and required quite intensive care.
Are there any tips for pet owners to be able to avoid these types of things with their animals?
Well, that one was the one-off, so we haven't seen too much else in the way of skin problems. But really, it's probably just a matter of don't exert them. As far as the respiratory diseases go, which is probably the main ones that we're seeing and expect to perhaps continue to see, so don't exert the animals when it's very smoky, as you would with yourself. And if you can and it's really smoky, bring them indoors or perhaps consider moving them to another area. I think the problem is that we just don't know whether there is a problem with it or not, and so it's probably better to avoid it. So if there is a lot of ash and you can physically remove it, then that's obviously the best thing to do.
Have you had many complaints from the pet owners not really knowing what to do with their pets when it comes to this sort of environment?
Yeah, that was certainly an issue in the early stages of the problem, when people were trying to evacuate and there was nowhere for them to take animals. That was a bit of a problem. But most of that seems to have settled down now as the situation has resolved itself or has come under control.
Are there any long-term effects that you might expect to see in the next couple of weeks that might only surface a while after the contact of the smoke or the ash?
I think the ones that we would be concerned about would be lung problems or exacerbation of a pre-existing heart problem that we perhaps didn't know was there, and that may be something that will come up over the next couple of months perhaps for some animals.
Is there any existing conditions that might be exacerbated or have been exacerbated by the smoke or ash in pets?
Well, again, heart and lung conditions would be the ones that we're worried about. Any animal that has a problem with breathing, we would have anticipated would have more problems in that sort of circumstance, and they're the ones that perhaps may have some issues ongoing.
Are there any symptoms that pet owners can look out for which might be a sign that their dog or cat is getting sick, or that any animal is getting sick because of what's happening?
Coughing and difficulty breathing and difficulty exercising, so an animal that's normally been very energetic and now can't do the walk that it used to do, or struggles going up hills, or runs out of puff earlier than it used to, anything like that that's going on, it's probably worth getting them checked out.